The Senate will come to order. Will the senators indicate their presence by voting?
The roll shows 10 members present this morning. Senators Eliason, Vic Fisher, Josephson, Kelly, Ray, Rohde, Sackett, and Jaroff are excused from the call of the Senate today. Senator Fahrenkamp is ill.
Reverend Lauren Jones of the Chapel by the Lake Church will give the invocation.
Almighty God, we thank you this day for the state of Alaska with all of its beauty and all of its resources. We thank you for the people of Alaska and for these leaders whom they have elected to represent them in the state government. We pray that there will be wisdom and discernment as debate is held and decisions are made. May all that is done be for the greatest common good. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Senator Paul Fisher.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. President.
Senator Booth.
President, I suggest a lack of a quorum.
It's true. The guest for introduction. Senator Bob Ziegler.
I'm sure that between Senator Sturgalewski and myself, we can manage to get through this. We are pinch-hitting for Senator Ray and Senator Eliason between the two of us. In the gallery on my side, we have five women, who are quite active in Alaska Women in Timber. They are Kirsten Hill, staff from Ketchikan, Sally Cody, and Laverne Sullivan, Kathy Beauchamp, and Peggy Garrison. Welcome to the Senate.
Mr. Sturgalewski?
Yes, I'd like to introduce two people. One, I had a visit from the Alaska Women in Timber, who is now living in Juneau because there have been some real problems in markets for timber in Southeast, and so they're not able to participate in the in that industry, and I hope that changes. We have Jackie Durrett, who's the Vice President of Alaska Women in Timber, and from the Oregon Women in Timber, I'd like to welcome Janelle Renaud.
Are the messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
The House passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill number 162, Finance, effective date amended by the Finance Committee, and act relating to public utility consumer representation and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Labor and Commerce, Judiciary, Finance.
Message of February 21, the House passed Senate Bill 61 with the following amendment, page 1, line 12, after discharged, insert, or has received a general discharge under honorable conditions, and so Senate Bill number 81, amended House, definition of veteran for purposes of veterans' employment preference rights, is returned for consideration.
Hearing no objections, so ordered.
The House transmitted for consideration after passing Senate Bill 187 relating to adoption effective date with the following amendment, House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 187, Second Judiciary, and returned for consideration.
Hearing no objections, so ordered. Are there any communications?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees?
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 338, repealing appropriations and reappropriating money, recommends to be replaced with the committee substitute resources with a new title. Senator Sturgalewski, Chairman, and Senators Hallford, Fahrenkamp, Jaroff, and Eliason, and Vic Fisher signed to pass. Senator Vic Fisher also signed with letter of intent protecting the capital of the Rail Belt Fund. SB 338 has a further referral to finance. The State Affairs Committee considers Senate Bill number 356, Election Campaign Financing, recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute. Senator Abood, Chairman, and Senators DeVries and Kelly signed do pass. Senator Ray signed do not pass. Senator Vic Fisher signed no recommendation. SB 356 has a further referral to CNRA. The Resources Committee considered House Bill Number 100, Detention of Vessels as Security for Oil Pollution Damages, clarifying a definition relating to discharge of hazardous substances, recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee Substitute Resources. Senator Sturgalewski, Chairman, and Senators Eliason and Vic Fisher signed do pass. Senators Fahrenkamp and Hofford signed no recommendation. House Bill 100 has no further referral.
Rules.
Those are the standing committee reports today.
Reports to special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
The new resolutions?
We have no new resolutions today.
New bills for introduction?
There are no new bills.
This brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. There's no calendar today. Will the Secretary please read the citation calendar?
Citations honoring Colleen Wallingford by Representatives Phillipson Cotton and Senators Kelly and Hofford. Honoring Chugach Park volunteers by Representatives Zemanski, Cotton, Porcello, and Phillips, and Senators Vic Fisher and Hofford.
Senator Hofford.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted.
There are no objections. Citation calendar is adopted. Is there any unfinished business? Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, a long time ago I got excused for March 11th. That was for personal business, and that has been canceled. The meeting that I was to attend, it's rescheduled for the 18th. So I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate, not subject to a call on March 18th. And further, I would move that I be excused from a call of the Senate, not subject to a call April 5th through April 10th, state business.
Without objection. Announcement of committee meetings.
President.
Senator Sturgalewski.
Yes, Senate resources will be going ahead, even though we may have some quorum problems. We'll be hearing today SB 223, an act establishing a Susitna State Forest, SR 8, an act relating to the use of Alaskan wood, SB 343, relating to protection of natural rangelands, and SB 368, relating to the sale of inherited remote parcels. That's going to be 1:30 to 3:30 in the Butrovich room. And that'll be teleconference to Fairbanks, Anchorage, Sitka, Kodiak, Delta, Nome, and Copper Center.
Senator Jack Coggle.
Mr. President, the Senate Transportation Committee's weekly agenda starts off today at 3:30 this afternoon, sharp, in the Butrovich room with a capital projects cleanup overview with Commissioner Knapp, and we're going to take up House Bill 240, which is related to the passing of school buses.
Brings us to special orders. Senator Curtula.
I just merely wish to move and ask the House consent for an excuse to call the House for Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. I will probably be here, but I want that option, Mr. President.
There's no objection. Senator Halford.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate standing adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Objection.